around here, and it's raining and stinking, and the weather's lousy. And chances are, we're hating life from lack of sleep. Chances are, we're feeling a little low-key after a week of brutality and subservience. However, there is a bit of good news. It's Friday! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! It's Friday! The weekend's here and we'll have a kid to be. We'll relax. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And take off our slacks. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And sit around the house in our rotten underwear. Hallelujah! See, if I can be perky, you can be perky, because I have been through a living hell. A living hell. My life has been a living hell. One slap in the face after another. And I am here with a big grin on my face. You say, oh, yeah, Grease. Yeah, you say you've been through. What about me? Well, let me tell you something. I know that what I've been through has been 10 times worse than what you've been through, because I went through it with Estelle. Estelle! You're listening, you pig! I guess, if I were to be totally honest with you, Estelle wasn't the only one that contributed to the demise of the marriage. I guess I had my moments trying to force my will on her. I remember we'd been married a couple of years and it didn't look like it was going to work out. Things were turning sour. Then Estelle turned up pregnant. She told me one day, she said, looks like we're going to be mom and pop. I said, Estelle, are you sure that's what you want to do? She said, what do you mean? I said, well, you want to bring a child into this hell we call a marriage? She said, well, maybe it'd bring us closer together. I said, it never brings you closer together. It only puts you farther apart. Huh? You want to see a kid watch us fight? I picked up an ashtray and I threw it into the wall. Yeah, that's what you wanted to see, huh? Or maybe you wanted to watch me tip over the whole china cabinet. Real nice environment. Estelle. She said, well, what? I said, Estelle, the law of the United States of America gives you certain rights as a woman. You realize that? She said, but I don't think... I said, Estelle, let me just say something here. You do what you want. It's your life. It's your body. The law of the United States of America has decided that you have a certain couple of options. You know what I'm saying, Estelle? And sometimes it's an individual choice as to what to do. And Estelle, I'll be honest with you. I can't see myself goo-goo-ga-ga-ing my way through this life right now with you the way the circumstances are. Maybe if we resolve our problems down the road a piece. Maybe if we get a lasagna down, but right now, Estelle, I think this is the way you're putting a noose around my neck and yours. She said, but... I said, do what you want to do, Estelle. I'm just merely voicing my opinion. She said, but if I decided, would you come with me? I said, of course I'd come with you, for crying out loud. You don't think I'd let you go alone? I'd be there to share in the myriad of feelings. And I'll be the first to admit, I can't really feel what you'd probably feel, but I'd be there to lend whatever emotional support you'd need. So you decide. She said, well, all right. I said, Let's go to the clinic now. She said, okay. She had her arm around my shoulder, and we walked in there, and I thought I'd finally got her mellowed out. I thought I'd finally had the whole situation under control. Imagine our shock and horror when we got there and found it was closed for Mother's Day. And they asked me why I drank it. They can't change.